your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the Breaks.
Hi, this is Rodney Greenblatt from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Hey, Donna.
What's on your mind, honey?
Do you know who really holds the master key to the Love Motel doors?
I sure do, honey. It's all the good people that keep this lovely radio station running.
That's right. They've made room on their airwaves for your broken hearts, our favorite love songs, and the entire community that makes this community feel like a community.
So, on this 10-year anniversary pledge drive, go ahead and type out WGXC.org/donate and drop some change into the WGXC love pot, and you can go ahead and tell them Donna and Honey sent you.
And then stop by the Love Motel every first Thursday at 8 p.m. right here on WGXC, Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
We love spending the night with you.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz and Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years. Specializing in residential and commercial roof construction, repair, maintenance, and replacement, using high-quality and affordable roofing products. Information at 518-567-4026. Or online at KravitzandSonRoofing.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
This is a red alert. Please remain calm. Every precaution will be taken for your protection. Keep your radio tuned to this place on the dial throughout the alert period for information. Telephone service to your home may be cut off to permit military and civil defense authorities to carry out vital operations. Take shelter in your basement or in your nearest shelter area. If you can plug in your radio in the basement, take it with you. Use a portable radio set if you have one. Otherwise, turn up the volume of your radio so that you can hear it in the basement. Keep calm. Don't lose your head. This station will continue to stay on the air throughout the alert period to bring you authentic information and official instructions. Refuse to listen to unauthorized rumors or broadcasts. This is your official broadcast.
In accordance with the authority vested in me, I hereby declare a emergency to exist.
Hey, all you fine folks out in Radioland.
This is Jenny.
And this is Amanda.
From Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda.
A twice-monthly show where you listen to us get excited about movies.
Our love of movies is how we connect with each other and with listeners like you and with our larger community.
But none of that could happen without WGXC, Acra, Hudson, Catskill. They glue us all together.
We want you to head to WGXC.org/donate to pledge some cash now.
And every month.
To keep us.
And the rest of the freaky, fun, fascinating programmers who call WGXC home on the air.
Our community without WGXC is like a TV without Toots.
Like Murtaugh without Riggs.
Like Thelma without Louise.
Like Wayne without Garth.
Like Hocus without Pocus.
Like Frodo without Sam.
Like a fall without that one picture of Sigourney Weaver lounging on pumpkins.
Don't forget to tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. here on WGXC.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. listener-supported radio for open years. I'm Georgia, and I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from near Hudson, and I'm moving to Massachusetts.
And I'm Emily, the real director of the Hudson Area Library. Just because you're moving, you can't be the director if you move. That's not really
That's
how
not
it works.
True. But I'll only be like 35 minutes away, so ha.
Well, I'm like half a block away, so I win.
I went from being 15 minutes away to 35. Not too big of a difference.
Not too bad. But either way, Massachusetts or Hudson, we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and
bookish things.
So, Emily, I have a question for you. What would I do if I was completely alone on a Bound by Books meet?
I hope that if nobody else could make it except for you, that you would talk about books and bookish things.
But how would I get into the meeting?
Magic. We'd make it happen. Or you could record a voice memo and send it to me.
Or Bound by Books would be canceled for the week, and you could just fill the slot with 40 minutes cheesy music.
Only cheesy music.
Yes, like
nothing
elevator
else.
Music.
What does that sound like? Can you sing some for me?
That isn't necessarily cheesy, but just something cheesy. Like elevator music. And then occasionally there'd be some like cringy music. I'm sorry, all Justin Bieber fans, but Justin Bieber is just not my thing.
So it's going to be like, dee, 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 boop, 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 and then Justin Bieber.
I'm sorry to all Justin Bieber fans, but I kind of hate Justin Bieber. The Bieber fever, some fans might say that that's a good thing, but I think that the Bieber fever is a fatal disease.
I hope you don't get it.
I never have. Luckily, I'm not like a love. Other people who have fallen into the death trap disease. In 2010, there is a Bieber fever pandemic, and it's coming back again.
Well, it's a good thing that our wonderful community radio station, WGXC, prioritizes making space for community radio and youth radio shows like Bound by Books, where we talk about books instead of playing cringy and cheesy music.
Yeah. Though to all Justin Bieber fans, no offense to you.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why somebody could like him. Well,
yeah.
Honestly, I don't. I understand that everybody has different music tastes, so.
I occasionally like a Bieber song. I don't have Bieber fever, but
I
also occasionally like elevator music, so, you know.
Same with the elevator music. With the Justin Bieber songs, I like the songs, but, like, I don't like his voice. I find his voice very annoying. Also, in the tone that he sings it in, like, I like the kids' bop versions, but I don't like the originals.
I have a question. How come you said no offense to Bieber fans, but not no offense to elevator music fans?
Oh, sorry. Well, I actually kind of like elevator music. I do like elevator music, so.
I mean, that song that you made up on the spot was pretty great.
I actually kind of liked it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Anyways, while we're talking about radio content, good or bad, we want to remind all of the radio listeners out there that we are in the middle of a pledge drive for WGXC, and we're looking to raise the necessary funds to keep WGXC on the air and broadcasting eclectic music and shows and conversations and news, very local focused, but also worldly.
Because if you don't, us kids will be out of our jobs.
Your non-paying jobs, just to clarify. Because programmers aren't paid for their radio content. We do this out
they
of the goodness
be.
Of our hearts. They should be. Well, maybe sometime you will have a commercial radio show, but community radio, we just do it for the love of community and books and people.
Actually, I think that, by the way, you guys, pledge online at wgxc.org/donate or If you want, you can pledge by phone at 518-697-7400.
So our goal this month is to sign up two new monthly sustaining supporters by the end of the month, by Halloween.
Well, I guess that you'll get one, because I am going to ask if I can sign up.
Yay! Do you know what a sustaining supporter is?
Yes.
Delta. What are they?
Ever!
It's someone that signs up to give a certain amount every month.
Yeah.
And they can give whatever amount they want. So we're trying to find at least two people out there listening who will become monthly sustaining supporters in honor of Bound by Books or whatever show you like on WGXE or just the station as a whole by the end of the month. And you can give any amount you want. You give $5 a month, which comes out to $60 for a year, which isn't too bad. Or you can give more. You can give 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, so on.
2 million.
2 million a month.
I think that by that time, WGXC would be an empire.
Yes. I think
and
George is going to give 2 million a month.
Ed. Cha-ching. I'm just kidding.
I think child labor laws would keep that from happening. Maybe by that point, there won't be child labor laws and it'll all be chaos. But you'll get $2 million. But yeah, so we hope people will join us in pledging, becoming monthly sustaining supporters.
Get paid. I'm just kidding. No. Sadly, that's not going to happen. But I'm a 10-year-old. I don't really need so much money.
She'll be okay.
Yeah. So donate to the radio, people.
How do they do that?
You go to WGXC.org/donate to pledge online. If you want to pledge by phone, you have to dial 518-697-7400.
And it's such a nice, easy, convenient way to donate, where you don't have to think, did I give this year already? Because you're giving every month and it's just automatic. It just comes out of your bank account. You set it up that way. We also do welcome one-time donations if you just prefer to give that way. There's no reason you can't give just a solid donation just once in a while. But we are hoping to get some sustaining supporters. And if there's anyone out there listening who is a sustaining supporter who wants to maybe increase their donation every month, maybe this is a good time to do it. We're celebrating 10 years of WGXC being on the air and 10 years of Bound by Books. And so maybe you would consider increasing your monthly donation.
I wonder if Bound by Books is older than me. What day did Bound by Books start? What month?
Well, that is up for debate. Because the show that eventually became Bound by Books first broadcast on February 28th, 2011. But
so
the first show where we said that we were Bound by Books, like we used the name Bound by Books, was June 6th, 2011.
I think that the first one counts. So I am older than Bound by Books.
Cool.
So take that, Bound by Books. I'm just kidding.
And I've been hosting Bound by Books longer than I've been the library director. I started working at the library around the same time that Bound by Books started.
But how did
I wasn't the director just yet.
How did you get on the radio?
I met some of the folks early on who were planning to launch the radio station. So I met Tom and Galen and Kaya and a bunch of other volunteers, Christina and Alan and Richard, Sam, so many people who were involved in getting the radio station up and running. And before the launch of the station, there were a lot of community workshops and planning. And so I was helping out with those workshops because before I was a librarian, I worked training young people how to make media, both radio and video. So it was like a nice fit for me. And then the fact that I love talking about books and eventually wanted to become a librarian, Bound by Books was a good fit for me. And my co-host Quinn, who I launched the show with, she also loved talking about books. So at first we were just talking in general about whatever we wanted, but we realized almost every show we were talking about books. So then we decided to make it a book show. Where is Quinn now? I believe Quinn is still out on the West Coast. I can't remember if they were moving recently or just traveling. And I can't remember if they graduated college yet, but they're older now because they were, I think, 10 when they started the show. So they're probably 20 now, 20 or 21.
So I have an idea.
Uh-huh.
What about like sometime soon, like maybe even on February 28th? I know that's not soon, but I just can't wait. What if we like prepare and then do a whole radio show talking about the history of Bound by Books?
That would be fun.
Or we could even like do it in the next few ones just to relate to the pledge drive.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of the history.
Yeah, we could just like have an entire show talk about it.
The only trick is that I have almost every episode of Bound by Books. I have almost every episode, like a recording of it. And then there's some that our listeners can actually access on the archive. So if you go to WGXC.org, you can listen to past shows. You go to the audio archives, you can search for Bound by Books and find all sorts of different shows from the past. But I do have some gaps. There was like a brief period in 2017 where the archives, I think, shifted. And so we lost the archives and I didn't have a backup. And somewhere in that like 2 month period where I lost it is when Mashuda and Fahim started. So I don't have an exact date for when they started. But I think all of our other regular hosts, I have their first show date.
What about Fatia?
Fatia started in July of 2020.
Oh.
And you started in January of this year.
Yes, I did. So I will talk about my book now. My book is called Rocks and Minerals. Kind of a generic title. It's by...
But very descriptive. You know immediately what the book's about.
It's by... I have no idea who this is by. It says DK Smithsonian Nature Guide. So on the cover... It has a picture of my birthstone, which is awesome. My birthstone is amethyst, if you were wondering, because I'm February birthday. So pretty much in here, there are mostly rocks, but there are also gems. So some of these are really cool. What would you like to read? I'll read one little thing. Yeah, I'm just going to go to a random page. What do I read about? I feel like I just saw diamond. Diamond. Okay, I'll read about diamonds. So here's the picture. For radio listeners who cannot see this, it's a picture of a rock with a itsy bitsy crystal wedged into it. So diamond in a matrix. An octahedral diamond crystal rests in the kimberlite matrix in which it was found. Yellowish octahedral crystal, adamantine luster, rocks matrix. Diamond. The hardest known material, diamond is pure carbon. Its crystals typically occur as octahedrons and cubes with rounded edges and slightly convex faces. Crystals may be transparent, translucent, or opaque. They range from colorless to black, with brown and yellow being the most common colors. Other forms include bort or boer, irregular or granular black diamond, and carbonado, microcrystalline masses. Colorless gemstones are most often used in jewelry. Most diamonds come from two rare volcanic rocks, laprite and kimberlite. The diamonds crystallize in Earth's mantle, generally more than 95 miles deep, and are formed up to Earth's surface through volcanism. Diamonds are also found in sediment deposited by rivers or melted glaciers. Variants are carbonado, wart diamond, or pink diamond. For radio listeners, I am so sorry. I did not realize how much that would be for a radio listener to take in, so I'm sorry.
And our radio listeners don't get the cool pictures, which is like, with those DK books, they always have like really interactive information, like good pictures, good captions, easy to like take in information. I like them. I don't have that one, I don't think. Maybe the library has it. We definitely have books on rocks and minerals, but
it's this.
Whether it's that exact one, I don't know.
It's a very good book. I'd rate it a 75 out of 100.
It's a decent grade.
So I am in the process of writing and drawing my own comic.
Oh, cool. What's it about?
Doing May Before. So for radio listeners, I will read the title and description is a work in progress. So I will read it when I'm finished, but I'll just give a little sneak peek. The Super Villains by Georgia Jassy. The description is, can they defeat the darkness before it captures them all? B, Kat, Eliza, and Krisha are a female superhero squad, the FSS. And then there's a little skeleton symbol. Soon the skeleton symbol, an FFS skeleton symbol, shows. A darkness is consuming members of the FSS. When Kat gets consumed, B, Eliza, and Krisha have to act fast. This is not a drill.
Can I see a picture that I can describe to our listeners? Or yeah. Is the art not ready?
So would you like to see the title picture or some of the actual comics?
Whichever you prefer.
I'll show the title art.
I haven't seen much of your artwork. I've seen, that's really nice. I remember you showed me one drawing once, but this is very unique. I like the person. There's a person with a braid and glasses, and they have a shirt that says Lab Rat.
So this is Eliza, the one in pigtails. Mm-hmm. She is a gymnast. That is Krisha. She is a scientist.
A lab rat.
Yeah. That's B, and she's obsessed with tech. So she designs a lot of drones and does most of the spying. And then this is Kat. That's why she has a villain mask. But this is Kat, and she also likes tech, but not as much as B. Kat does most of the communicating and organizing. So she's kind of like, there, the rest of them are all very important, but the problem is it's hard to function without Kat because she's like the glue that bonds them all together. It's like making slime. You add the glue, the shaving cream, but it's just not right. You need the saline solution to bond it. That's pretty much same with this. Oh, right, the food coloring. So yeah, you need the saline solution, and Kat is the saline solution. And so they need to figure out what to do, because if you have no glue that holds the group together or organizes things, the group, it's just a whole big mess. So far, I've gotten 10 pages done. Let me check. 9.5.
I like your artwork.
Thank you. All of the drawings are black and white.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to remain that way, or are you thinking of adding color?
I don't like to add color. I like to draw in just black and white. And then I use pencil for shading, but I'm more of a pen person. I only like to use pencils for shading, or if I'm trying to replicate different shades of colors, like on shirts, or like freckles, or skin tones. Because like, I usually like to do kind of for the skin, I usually just leave it blank. I just like to sometimes go in and add the pencil if I want to like add a little more color. Okay. Because imagine if in real life everybody's skin was paint white, like super white, like ghost white. Imagine if we were all ghosts.
Imagine. Oh, speaking of ghosts,
we Halloween. Have,
Halloween's coming up, but also every year the library hosts a fundraising event called the Ghostly Gallop. That's a 5K race. The Ghostly Gallop 5K is free for kids. So anyone 17 and under that wants to participate in the Ghostly Gallop 5K can sign up and participate for free. And it's a virtual race this year because of COVID concerns.
Well, you race really for?
There's prizes. There's some various prizes. And if you dress up in a costume, you can enter the costume contest.
Is it a running race?
It's a running race, but you can also walk the race.
How do you do a running race online?
You don't. The idea, usually it's an in-person race and everybody does the same course. There's a 5K race and then there's a kids 1 mile race. But this year, because of COVID, we decided to do it virtually again. We did it virtually last year too. And so basically it's just on a trust system where people that register run a 5K of their choosing, so they can go anywhere they want and run a 5K as long as they do it safely, because we want people to be safe.
And then they time it.
And then they time it and they submit their time. And if they're dressed up in a costume, they take a selfie or get someone to take their picture and submit that for a costume contest.
I'm gonna be Olivia Rodrigo for Halloween.
Oh yeah? So not a ghost.
I'm gonna cover my face with stickers, which is gonna be fun.
Yay. Well, anyway, so to find out about the Ghostly Gallop, you can go to ghostlygallop.info. But we also have another contest that you might be interested in.
What is it?
And this one is specifically for kids. So it's for people 18 and under, and there's different age groups. And we are having a book-themed art contest. So the idea is that you draw a picture. You can paint it. You can use colored pencils, crayons, whatever you want, whatever medium. You create a piece of art on paper, and you submit it to the library. And then we're going to judge all the entries and choose some to win prizes, and we're going to put them up in the library. And then a select number of the entries are going to be featured in a 2022 calendar that we're going to put out. And the reason it's a book themed contest is because we're encouraging people to do artwork that's inspired in some way by a book. So it can be as like specific or abstract as they want. Like you could be like, this is how I feel after reading Ferdinand the Bull.
I have a question. What if it's artwork inspired off of your own story?
The rules just say inspired by a book of your choosing. So if you're inspired by a book that you created, I guess it would depend on if the thing that you're getting inspiration by, you consider a book.
It's a book. So I can like do artwork from my own.
I guess I would say that's not quite a book yet because it's not done. Well, if anyone is interested, if either you are a kid listening or if you are an adult who is a parent or guardian or friend of a kid who you think would like to enter this contest, you can find the info on our website, hudsonarealibrary.org. And the submissions are due by the end of the month, by October 31st. So you have until Halloween to run your 5K and to enter.
I'm warning you guys. I'm warning you. I'm just kidding. You guys are good. Do great. I'm probably gonna only enter the art contest, but I believe in you guys. You can win the art contest. Even if I lose, I'll be fine with it, because you radio listeners deserve it.
I just want to see some great art, and I'm curious to see what books serve as the inspiration for all the art. I wasn't sure what book I wanted to talk about this week, because I'm in the middle of a book that I can't really talk about without spoiling it, because it's the second book. It's a sequel to a book that I love, and I wouldn't want to spoil for anyone. The first book is Aristotle and Dante Discover the Secrets of the Universe. It's a book for teens, and it's a beautiful book. And it came out about 10 years ago, give or take a couple years. And the sequel just came out, I think, last week or the week before. And it's called Aristotle and Dante Dive into the Waters of the World. But if I say anything about it, I feel like it'll be a spoiler. But it's very good so far. I like visiting with these characters again. And I'm listening to the audiobook, which is read by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who's a very good reader.
Oh, really? Mr. Hamilton.
And
imagine he was reading it in Hamilton's voice.
Or singing it in Hamilton's voice. It'd be interesting.
Yes.
But alas, he is not. And then another book I'm reading right now for the library's nonfiction book club is called An Indigenous People's History of the United States by Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz. And I know that there's a youth version of this too, which I know that Georgia likes reading an occasional youth version of a nonfiction book.
That one?
Not this one. I don't think you've read that one, but I know that you've on occasion read books like that.
I read the youth version of Howard Zinn's. That one was really good.
Yeah, so I think this one's sort of like in the style of that, where it's like, kind of looking at the history of our country from a different perspective. So I'll read the description of the youth version, which is just an Indigenous People's History of the United States for young people. And it was adapted by Debbie Reese and Jean Mendoza from Roxanne Dunbar.